Welcome in to another Insight, and we have the opportunity to talk with Dean Uzelman. He's the Executive Director of the Wadena Development Authority, and he's here to talk about a project that's coming in Wadena, and we'll hand the floor off to you, Dean. What's going on? Welcome on.
All right. Thank you very much for joining me and allowing me to come on Insight and discuss the new Pinewood Estates residential development in Southeast Wadena.
All right. So for those who don't know, just what is Pinewood Estates, and kind of give us that general idea of what this is.
Okay. Pinewood Estates is a residential development which is in the Folkstead's East Addition. It is comprised of 41 residential lots. Nine of them are designated as multifamily lots where you could build twin homes or up to four-unit apartments, and the balance of the lots are designated as single-family home development only.
Okay, awesome. And so with this, I guess, what's the WDA's kind of plan with this? What's all kind of encompassing this Pinewood Estates?
This started almost 2 years ago when we needed more residential lots in Wadena, and the Development Authority decided to purchase the undeveloped portion of Folkstead's East Addition and develop it with streets, curb and gutter, paved roads, infrastructure, including city sewer, water, and as well as telecommunications and city electric utilities. So we purchased the property from the Folkstead family, who also, by the way, donated two lots to be designated as a neighborhood park, and then on top of that donated $10,000 to develop that park. So it's a beautiful addition, and the city, the Development Authority, worked on how we're going to finance this project, about $2.2 million project. And so we worked with the City of Wadena and the Wadena County Board to dedicate approximately $875,000 of ARPA funds to develop infrastructure for residential housing. And then we, the Development Authority, committed $475,000, and that left a gap of about $850,000. So we worked with the City of Wadena, the Wadena County Board of Directors, and the Wadena Deer Creek School District to do something that's never been done in Wadena County, and that is to approve a tax abatement for residential development. All three entities, we met with them and discussed it. All three entities have been supportive of this and did approve the tax abatement for this development. So we entered into a debt financing plan of approximately $850,000, and we'll be using the tax abatement that we will receive off of the new development to repay that debt. Right. Our plan is to start with a ribbon cutting and initial lot sale on October 2nd at 5 p.m. with a ribbon cutting at 5:30 and lot sales following thereafter.
All right. You had a lot of great information. They're just talking about this area and talking about kind of the process of it coming to be. And I think I know what answer you're going to say, but why do this, and what's important about undertaking a project like this?
There's a lot of reasons, but the biggest reason is all of us, the school district officials, the Wadena County commissioners, the City of Wadena, the Development Authority, we all want to see Wadena and the area grow. And you know, there's been a little bit of a change in the mentality here in the area working with those three entities. It's becoming more of a understanding that what's good for Wadena is good for all of the area. What's good for Sabika or Verndale is good for all of the area. And I'm seeing much more cooperation in working together on projects. And to be quite frank, this project would never have happened without the cooperation of the Wadena County Board, the school district, Wadena Deer Creek School District, and the City of Wadena working together with the Development Authority to make this happen. The idea is that working together, this is kind of a pilot project. As I said, it's never been done in the area, and we're hoping that this is something that can be replicated throughout the county and the area surrounding Wadena. It's a good thing, and it is a very financially feasible way to develop residential lots. If we had to do it the traditional way of going through the development process and then assessing the cost to each lot, the cost just for special assessments on these 41 lots would have actually been about $40,000 per lot, just a little over $40,000 per lot, plus the cost of the lot. And the way it is, the way we've approached this and have been able to develop it, we're looking at lot prices with complete infrastructure into the lots of a range of $16,000 to about $28,000 for the very biggest and nicest lots. There's a lot of beautiful lots. Well, they're all really. It's a beautiful area. They're all really nice lots. I've had so many people comment about how the development turned out, and credit to Roger Folkstead for his foresight in platting and developing this property back in 1974 is when he originally platted the Folkstead's East Addition, and then gradually developed lots with infrastructure and street as lots were needed. And this was the last segment of his development. And he's been retired for a long time, and he and the family felt that they just were not able to do the development, and so that's where the Development Authority bought the property undeveloped from the Folkstead family and moved into developing it.
All right. And so, you know, with these lots, you want, obviously, the goal is to get more people in Wadena. Is that goal just keeping people from the school, you know, who grow up here? Is that goal to attract new families? Is the goal just to attract anybody? What is, I guess, is there a target in mind, or is it just, hey, we want to offer up more housing for more people?
Yeah. Wadena is, Wadena and actually the entire surrounding area has a lack of housing. We get calls all the time, people looking for a place to live, people looking for a lot to build on, and there just wasn't much to choose from. And so that was kind of the goal, is to, again, create lots that have complete infrastructure and are ready to build on, because we're seeing a influx of people that want to move away from metropolitan areas. They maybe grew up or went to school here and now are looking at retirement or job opportunities in Wadena with the new hospital. Our major employers, we've got a lot of good quality jobs in Wadena, and people are coming to Wadena for those good jobs and looking for places to live. So this is a project that we decided to take on to not only provide additional housing opportunities for residents and people in the area, but to attract new residents and new families.
All right, and last question here for you. I know you answered this already, but if anybody has any information about Pinewood Estates and they want to know more about it, or they want more information, they want to know about the lots, I know there's the ribbon cutting. When is that? Just so people hear it again. And if there's any other way to get a hold of you guys and get more information, how can they do that as well?
Sure. Again, the ribbon cutting and dedication ceremony will be on October 2nd from 5 till 7 p.m., and that will be an opportunity for people that are interested in purchasing a lot to buy a lot or commit to buying a lot that day, and that day only, people that buy a lot will be able to get a $1,000 per lot discount.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. And so we're hoping to see a great turnout. Magnify Financial is going to be providing a pulled pork sandwich with chips and a bottle of water from the barbecue smokehouse. So that's going to be delicious. You know that. We will have contractors, lenders, and material providers on site as well to talk with people that are interested in building about financing, about contractor scheduling, about material packages. And October 2nd at 5 p.m. At the Pinewoods Estates, which is located at the intersection of 7th Street and Kingsley Avenue Southeast in Wadena. So if people have questions or need additional information, they can reach out to me. I'm going to give my email is wda@wadena.org, and my phone number 218-631-7710. I'm even going to throw out my cell phone number.
All right.
Brave man here. My cell phone is 218-371-0072. So if you have questions about the Pinewoods Estates or the ribbon cutting or any other issues around Pinewood Estates, please reach out to me. I'll be happy to answer your questions.
We're talking here with Dean Uselman. He's the executive director of the Wadena Development Authority, talking about Pinewood Estates, a really, really cool opportunity that's been going on with this organization and with the entities here in Wadena. Great to talk with you, Dean. Thanks for stopping in studio, and best of luck with the event.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.